WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. People in Khan Yunis celebrating a breakthrough that could finally bring an end to the war in Gaza. Israel and Hamas have agreed to President Trump's plan to pause the fighting and bring the hostages home.
This is peace in the Middle East, and it's an incredible thing.
The president on Fox last night, he says terms of the deal reached during negotiations in Egypt call for return of the hostages by Monday. The BBC's Yoland Nell on what comes first.
So we're expecting a formal signing of this agreement in Sharm el-Sheikh, and then that will mark the beginning of the Gaza ceasefire. In the afternoon, there should be a meeting of Israel's security cabinet, followed by the Israeli government sitting in session, because they have to approve the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails.
Mona Yacoubian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says there are other issues to be worked out as well.
There are big questions that still remain. How is Hamas to be disarmed? Hamas is demanding that this be a permanent end to the conflict and that Israel withdraw fully from Gaza. That is not at all clear from this first phase of the agreement.
President Trump says that if all goes well, he may travel to the Middle East later this week. Texas National Guard troops are now in the Chicago area as court battles loom over the president's deployments.
A federal judge in Chicago will hear arguments on a request for a temporary restraining order blocking National Guard members here. CBS News Chicago legal analyst Irv Miller says of the request,
it details why this motion for a temporary restraining order should be granted as a practical matter.
Including, Miller says, problems caused by witnesses and defendants not coming to court. Illinois' governor and Chicago's mayor have argued there is no crisis requiring the troops' presence. President Trump says it's part of his crime-fighting crackdown. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
An appeals court in Oregon holds a hearing today on deployments to Portland. Finger-pointing and political bickering continue as the nation enters day 9 of a government shutdown. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and New York Republican Mike Lawler.
You're making a show of this to make yourself relevant.
It's sad. You could easily sign on to this.
You're embarrassing yourself right now.
You could sign on to this. The only embarrassment here is you.
You're an embarrassment.
Their debate over a bipartisan bill to extend health tax subsidies. The last of 10 inmates who escaped from jail in New Orleans in May is finally in custody. Investigators found Derek Groves, a convicted killer, in a crawl space in a home in Atlanta. Neighbors are puzzled.
I'm trying to figure out, how did he get in this house from New Orleans? Someone had to bring him here.
Prosecutors say Groves and the 9 others escaped from jail by crawling through a hole in a cell wall. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Brewers and Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Cubs and the Brewers in Game 4 tonight at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. Chicago beating Milwaukee last night 4-3 after scoring 3 runs in the first against Brewers starter Quinn Priester.
To be honest, I felt really in control. Just was a bad day. Need to find how to make the adjustment. You know, I think you can say it, you know, even when you're nervous, there's an adjustment to be made.
NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Giannis asked about that report from ESPN. He wanted out and to be traded to the New York Knicks.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in a situation that I can win, and now I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers late tonight, our low down to around 53. Tomorrow, a sprinkle or two in the morning, then sunny with a high in the upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Pat Kreitlow. On Thursday, Congressman Mark Pocan of the 2nd Congressional District about the town halls he's doing in the 3rd Congressional District, all about the government shutdown.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me as we kick off Act 2 here. We will be back to our guest, Sherry Soka, in just a moment. We are talking health, nutrition, longevity, living a healthy life, and we will continue to do so. We'll keep Sherry for just a few more minutes. Pete Van Doren is here. That's a cool name, Conrad. We've established
it's
Peter
great.
Van Doren. He sounds very important. And yet he's here to talk about fantasy football. But that'll be fun at 7:20. If you missed hour number one, our question of the night is in honor of the Fluffernutter. It is National Fluffernutter Day. That is a sandwich with peanut butter and marshmallow. It's nothing obscene. It's supposed to be a very tasty sandwich. I've never tried one. But our question of the night is, what is a food you've always wanted to try but never have? So let us know. We also talked about, I went in to get moisturizer last night at Walmart. It's locked up.
Yeah.
It's $4 a bottle. I don't get this expensive stuff that my wife, I don't need it. It's locked up. You know how hard it is to find a Walmart employee at 10 o'clock at night to get my crappy moisturizer? It's ridiculous. Conrad, stop watching the game. You can listen to me. He's like trying to let me see you're not watching the game. Anymore.
It's.
You know what? I'm done. I don't care. We're going back to Sherry.
The lotion talk.
We have lotion talk from time to time with Dr. Kristen Lyerly here. We talk about lube and lotion. She's a doctor. All right. My guest, folks, is Sherry Soka. She is a nutritionist and a dietitian, and she is the founder of Wayless MD. Check it out. They do great work there. Sherry, we were in the middle of talking about gut health, and you said you can't get good probiotics here in the States. So what do we do? I mean, this woman who lived to be 117, the researcher said one of the things that kept her going was she had really good gut health. She ate yogurt. If we can't get that in the United States, I assume you can go to, Whole Foods and get some good yogurt? But what do we do for gut health, especially if we're not huge dairy fans?
Yeah, well, you have to eat real food, right?
Okay.
So probiotics and prebiotics come from fruits, vegetables, definitely dairy. I mean, so we should be able to get it through our food, but we don't because our food is highly processed. And when you process a food, you kill all of the live organisms and all the things that provide the nutrients for our gut health. So typically, I mean, you definitely need to, you know, try your best to eat a whole foods diet, but you know, now there's a lot of different supplements and powders and things like that we're constantly working with people on to feed that healthy gut bacteria. The gut is foundational to human health. It's foundational to your brain. It's foundational to your hormones. And, you know, again, it's the standard American diet is what is the cause of really a lot of all these chronic diseases.
That is just, is it better? I know people who keep the weight off, but they eat crappy food. And then I know people who are a little overweight and eat pretty healthy. If you had to choose, what is it better to do? Carry extra weight and eat healthy or not carry any weight and not eat not so healthy?
I mean, it all comes down to your metabolic health. So you could have somebody who's going to get away with eating like completely unhealthy foods. They're genetically, whatever, they're just thin. And looking at the full picture, they're not going to live very long, where you can have a you know, someone with a higher BMI and maybe, you know, they're eating healthy, they're metabolically, they're solid. And so that's where you have to take it to the next level, because it's not just about, it's not just about the weight. But I feel like, you know, weight loss, I'm actually starting this whole transformative mission to try to reshape the future of like weight management and help people think differently about it. Because I mean, we have got to stop talking about calories, and we have got to stop talking about, oh, just exercise more. So, I mean, it's more complicated, and we've just gotten a little, we've gotten far removed from like the foundational things. And like, I thought your article was so relevant, because those are the foundational things. Yeah. Like, we need to sleep at night. Okay. That's a big, huge thing. We need, cause that's going to regulate your hormones. Like, so it is, though, it's those things that do go a long way.
All right. So in our email exchange earlier today, you said also the healthcare system is kind of broken, and they're designed to get every human on drugs. So how do you, other than, I mean, assuming people don't have the time that you do to educate yourself, because this is what you do, what do? We trust our doctors for the most part. I mean, we have to take this on ourselves, though, don't we?
I know that's the hard part, because I always say, you know, empower yourself. Don't just go into an appointment, and if the doctor's like, oh, you have high cholesterol, let me put you on this. Ask questions, you know, like be prepared before you go in. If you know, and if a doctor is quick, they didn't even ask you any questions, they're quick to put you on just another medication and compounding medication after medication. Like, you know, it's time to really like, look in the mirror and start thinking about because, you know, like lifestyle medications are lifestyle medications. They're given to you because of your choices. And whether you know it or not, which most people kind of do, I mean, I've been in the business long enough to know that people know what they're doing wrong. What I will say is the problem with it is the food has hijacked our biochemistry and our neuroplasticity, like we were talking about. It has hijacked that. And so now we're addicted. It's kind of like crack cocaine. It's kind of like telling someone, okay, I know you're addicted to crack cocaine, but we're going to put you on a regimen to kind of get off of the crack cocaine. So, I mean, I know that sounds harsh, but it's the reality.
No, it doesn't. Crack is a great way to keep the weight off. All right, so before we let you go, Sherry, I want to ask you, you mentioned, where's I have another question for you. What did I do with it? Okay, one thing, give us one thing we should avoid food-wise. If you never could eat anything again, what should we avoid if it's just one thing?
Well, can I say two things?
Yeah, of course.
All right. I'm going to say soda and pizza.
I had a feeling you were going to say soda. Pizza, really? Okay.
Terrible.
But why? Because of the combination of carbs and meat and
all the terrible stuff. The processed terrible stuff. Now, if you were to make it homemade and you get fresh cheese and you're eating real meat, like, again, it's not about, food is not supposed to be bad. This is the whole point. Like, we're not supposed to be killing ourselves with food. It's what has happened to our food supply in the United States of America.
Wow. Well, this has been an education as usual. Thank you so much. Are you binge watching anything? You must watch TV. You must get nutritioned out and dietitioned out, and you just veg out at night ever and watch something. What do you binge watch?
I mean, I am a learner. I love to learn. I like love it more than, I wish I could take like a month off and just listen to stuff.
Wow.
TV wise, I don't watch a lot of TV. I because I don't watch the news. So I'm a okay, I am a Hallmark junkie. I like awesome. Everything positive. I'm like, I love the love stories. I like Grey's Anatomy. I love the medical stuff. Like I love, like I Grey's Anatomy was like my favorite.
Yeah.
And my kids play soccer in college. So now I'm like, I have it on pause right now. I'm going to watch my kids' game from last night that I went to yesterday. I'm like such a sports kind of junkie.
Are you breaking down tape for your kids?
Well, I know I'm watching it because when I'm at the game, I'm so stressed and I can't even enjoy it. So now I'm like, I'm going to watch it in a relaxed state because I already know the outcome.
Oh, that's relaxed. And that is a habit. If you like medical dramas, I've only seen a couple episodes. The Pitt on HBO is supposed to be like, I mean, I think it won the Emmy for the best TV show.
Really?
Medical drama. Okay. Check it out. And it's the least I could do for all you've shared here with us tonight. Thank you so much for your time, as always, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Sherry Stokoe. Sherry Stokoe. Check out Wayless MD, folks. Give it a Google and see what she can do down there. She's very knowledgeable, as you just found out. So, Conrad, score update?
This is still the same score.
4-3?
4-3 Cubs.
What are we looking at? What inning are they in?
Top of the ninth, I believe.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we got some, we got some sports talk coming up with our buddy Peter Van Doren. Is going to be here shortly.
Yeah.
He's going to be here in studio. I'm very excited. And we got to get to some of our text. Our question of the night is, what is one food you've always wanted to try, but have just never gotten around to it, but you still want to try? And we'll start here at the bottom. Oh, we got a lot of text we got to get to. Okay. So Everett from Sun Prairie in the 262, or he's in this, his phone is in the 262, says, Pete, I was a cook for many years and had the good fortune to try a lot of foods that aren't terribly common. One thing I always thought looked oddly delicious but haven't gotten to try is a Cambodian street snack fried tarantula on a stick.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Mouth-watering. And when I mean mouth-watering, I mean the bile that comes up right before you puke. Everett continues, especially if the dipping sauce is good. I know it's weird, but since when has deep frying not made something finger looking good? Well, that's kind of the problem. Remember that Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich last night with the two chicken patties around lettuce or something? It was terrible.
It was two chicken patties and there was cheese in the middle of it.
It's like called the KFC double or something
the
like
double,
that.
Double or something.
Double double.
Double stack.
Yeah. Thank you, Everett. That's great. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad, checking in, says, a must to try, as we talked about last night, is the Culver's Curter Burger. But the dish I also wanted to try was the Beverly Hillbillies Granny Clampett's famous possum stew. Yeah, that sounds gross too, Steve.
That's something you want to try, Dad? I don't know.
A little possum soup on the side of your Curter Burger. I think your dad's trying to leave this earth. I hope not, Steve. That's a great text, though. Ross from Crawford County says, after a few beers, I might try pickled pig's feet. Oh, that's gross. You ever see that in the supermarket?
No.
It's just check it out. You'll probably hurl. Paula, Conrad's mom, says, I have never tried a Fluffernutter, but it sounds like a mallow cup with peanut butter. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. It was so weird. At our local grocery store in Marinette, they had this, they took all the candy out and it was all mallow cups. And I hadn't even thought of the mallow cup since like 1982. I didn't know they still made them. And they had a whole display of them. This is in Marinette, like 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think your mom needs to check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paula. Jameson, we read Jameson's text. Here's Brett from the 920 says, a blue banana. Yes, they really exist. And Kobe beef. He said Colby beef. I think he meant Kobe beef. That's a common.
Like Colby Jack cheese, Colby beef.
That's not a thing, is it?
No.
I think he means Kobe. Blue banana
it's definitely
sounds good.
Kobe beef.
Kobe beef is good. I would try a blue banana. Tyler from the Wisconsin Rapids. Did we read that one? Yeah. He wanted us to read his poem again from last night. Let's see. Whatever. We'll get to the rest of your text, folks. Coming up next, though, is some fantasy football talk with our pal Peter Van Doren. He is going to be in studio, and we will talk all things fantasy. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hallelujah, my Lord.
Hallelujah,
my sweet Lord.
Hallelujah.
I really want to see.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on a Maine ballot initiative pushing restrictions on voter ID and mail-in voting. Then mysteriously, on September 30th, 250 unmarked absentee ballots from Ellsworth, Maine showed up in an Amazon package 40 miles away. The plot thickens. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows announced that both Maine authorities and the FBI were investigating. Ellsworth's town clerk received two boxes of mail ballots September 30th and notified the Secretary of State's Election Division that one box was missing 250 unmarked mail-in ballots and that the box's security tape had been altered. 40 miles away, a Newburgh, Maine resident reported receiving an Amazon package which included her order and the missing 250 ballots. The resident brought the ballots to the Newburgh town clerk, who notified the Elections Division at 8 a.m. October 1st. But that day, pictures of the resident's beat-up and retaped Amazon box surfaced on social media, with messages decrying Maine's election integrity. The conservative Maine Wire news blog quoted the resident as saying, "I am greatly concerned for our state and its voting requirements." GOP legislators seized on the missing ballots as proof that question one should be passed. Secretary of State Bellows remarked, "To any bad actor involved, you will be caught and you will be punished." We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlights. I'm Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me. It's Wednesday night, folks. The game is dwindling. We're probably going to get some Passover from the game, some runoff, if you will.
Yeah, the game ended.
The game ended?
Did it? Yeah, the Brewers lost.
You would have been gone. I figured they lost because I thought you'd be going crazy if they won. I'm surrounded by Brewer swag and attire here.
They had the bases loaded. It just didn't come through.
They really? Yeah. In the ninth?
In the eighth? Wasn't it the eighth?
Yeah, it was the eighth.
The way this series has gone, if you would have told me the Brewers had the bases loaded with no outs or two outs, I would have said they're going to get a run home.
Right.
Because it's just the way the Cubs have been playing.
Yeah. It's the momentum of baseball, though, it seems, you know.
I'm sorry, boys. I'm glad the Cubs are making it a series. As a Cub fan, that's all I can hope for at this point because I just think the Brewers are... They're just better this year. You don't know what you could do. Hey, that's the voice of Peter Van Doren. Welcome, buddy.
Hey, thank you for having
me. You work here at Civic Media and at WGBW.
I do, yeah.
And tell us what you do here before we get into your other area of expertise.
I'm an account executive.
Yeah.
I'm a multimedia specialist, if you will, because now in addition to radio promotion, we do have a variety of other ways that we can help to, promote businesses.
Yeah.
We have a full suite of digital marketing solutions.
Okay.
We're also rolling out a new program here in Green Bay that we've had going on in some of our other markets throughout the state called Big Deals. And it is really catered to entertainment and hospitality industry type businesses. So if you have a coffee house or if you have a restaurant or a popular nightclub, it is a way for us to help promote you with a little outliner of cash.
Stop the sales pitch. I'm in. How much do you need?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind
of
cool.
So it's a lot of fun. So it's a lot of fun. So I've been really busy up here lately meeting with a lot of, our neighbors, which is always cool.
So. And it's a good area too. There's a lot going on downtown here, I would imagine. Just a good starting point. But
definitely.
Green Bay as a whole is a great place to be for that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Well, you're here tonight to talk about fantasy football. We talked about fantasy baseball last summer.
We did,
That was fun.
Yeah.
And we thought, we got to do football. So is this your, like, is this your side hustle, just a hobby? You just love fantasy sports?
It's really kind of a passion for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a passion that keeps me very busy. I think I'm in 6 leagues right now.
Conrad is too.
Yeah, 2 of them are cash. I was in a 3rd cash league that sort of merged with the league I run, coincidentally. Oh. So now we have a bigger league with more of my friends and family. So
how much do you spend on fantasy? How much do you?
I don't really spend a whole lot. Okay. I mean, I think total this year I have maybe $60 invested in my buy-ins for the leagues.
Okay.
I mean, you can go a lot more than that, right? Depending on what your forte is. Depending on what your
He's in for $4,000.
I think I'm in for about $250.
$200?
$250, I think.
And he's in 6 leagues, too. See, the league I had, I think it was $20, and you just settle up after the... But it's my son and his friends, and it's just kind of a fun...
Yeah, yeah.
I would kind of feel like a jerk if I won the whole thing, because I'm the only adult in it, and I don't pay attention as much as I should. So that's why I'm glad you're here for some inspiration.
Yeah.
So in the event that there are people who haven't tried fantasy football yet... How would you convince them to give it a try? You're a sales guy. Give me the pitch.
Yeah. Well, so, fantasy football is really an elevation of your enthusiasm and excitement with watching the NFL season, right? Yeah. You don't have to cheer against your favorite team. You don't have to cheer against your favorite players in the Green Bay Packers or the Bears or wherever, you may cheer.
Have you ever done that?
I have never cheered for the Bears. No.
No. I mean, have you ever cheered again? Has a fantasy outcome ever outweighed your love for your team?
No, because I think that you have to, at times, you kind of have to, really bite your lip on it. And you just sort of hope that, certain outcomes will happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay that Jordan Love throws those 4 touchdowns as long as, he doesn't, get one in the final 2 minutes or something, or
right.
Or as long as the Bears defense can get a couple sacks in on them, they'll still get my roster there, where it needs to be for that week.
When you're doing a draft, I know they have people ranked on their points, but what is a good position to start with? I would assume quarterback, but I know there are some other darlings. Of
sure.
Alvin Kamara for a few years was like a big point maker.
So with fantasy football, really there are certain positions that have a little bit more scarcity, right?
Yeah.
Those are good positions, especially if there's sort of an upper echelon of players that are clearly above the rest of the players at the position to sort of hold priority in those. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to take them early in your fantasy draft. But just that you kind of keep an eye out and make sure they don't slip too far before you nab one of them.
Right.
But with fantasy football, really there's kind of a lot of debate lately as the league becomes a little bit more pass heavy.
Okay.
About whether you should take a receiver or a running back.
Yeah.
Running backs tend to be a little bit more scarce position because really the nature of running back is evolving to a lot more committees. And with fantasy football,
like a 2-guy punch,
exactly. Yeah. Kind of like what the Packers have with AJ Dillon and
the Lions have right now with David Montgomery and Jameer Gibbs.
Exactly. So finding a workhorse running back is few and far between.
Okay.
And you could do just fine with the right NFL team roster.
Yeah.
That would have, 2 players that are highly productive at the running back position. But with that being said, volume is really king with it. I mean, you're going to find a lot more success with a guy that's just getting a lot of carries. You're going to find a lot more.
Let's pick up there. We'll do the news. We'll pick up there because I got a lot of questions for you. All right. Pete Van Doren is here, folks.
We're talking fantasy football, and we're coming right back after the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt Nair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
CBS News Special Report. Celebrations in the streets of Khan Yunis after news Israel and Hamas had agreed to President Trump's peace plan that could end the war in Gaza and bring the hostages home. Mr. Trump on Fox.
Gaza, we believe, is going to be a much safer place, and it's going to be a place that reconstructs.
A formal signing is expected in Egypt today. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
Then there'll be a 24-hour period, we understand, during which we should see that Israeli troop withdrawal, Israeli troops pulling out of Gaza City, leaving Israel in control of something like 53% of the Gaza Strip.
Terms call for the hostage return by Monday. Mona Yacoubian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
We've seen in the last few weeks the United States really step up pressure not only on Hamas, but also exercise its leverage on Prime Minister Netanyahu.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Brewers and Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Cubs and the Brewers in Game 4 tonight at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. Chicago beating Milwaukee last night 4-3 after scoring three runs in the first against Brewers starter Quinn Priester.
To be honest, I felt really in control. Just was a bad day. Need to find how to make the adjustment. You know, I think you can say it, you know, even when you're nervous, there's an adjustment to be made.
NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Giannis asked about that report from ESPN. He wanted out and to be traded to the New York Knicks.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in a situation that I can win, and now I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter.
As Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2007, co-hosts of The View, Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck, came to blows on the set. Can't believe I missed that. The skirmish was over an argument about the Iraq War. O'Donnell recently appeared on the Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel podcast and said she feels like the producer set the whole thing up. O'Donnell came to this conclusion when she realized there was a split screen being used for the whole episode. O'Donnell left the show shortly after. Hasselbeck stayed on until 2013. I Play Rocky is a new film about the making of the film Rocky. The Peter Farrelly-directed movie is currently in production and has announced that Matt Dillon will play Frank Stallone Sr., Sylvester Stallone's father in real life. The film will tell the story of Sylvester Stallone's struggles as an actor until he wrote Rocky and stuck to his guns while fighting for the chance to play the title character in his own script. Rocky went on to win the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1977. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Nair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers late tonight, our low down to around 53. Tomorrow, a sprinkle or two in the morning, then sunny with a high in the upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW Law Professor Josh Braver, an expert in civil-military relations. We discuss the growing National Guard deployments across our country. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I know it's not a totally happy Wednesday for Brewer fans, but join us for the last half hour. Let's have a laugh, talk some fantasy football, and I'm saying this as a Cub fan. I would not be worried.
Yeah.
If I were, okay. I mean, I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening for the Cubs. The Brewers are. This year, they are a better team. There's no question about that.
Yeah, the Cubs had a good start. They got off to a really hot start, strong hitter lineup, and then they just really went dormant until the last, few weeks. But that's kind of the Cardinals' model sometimes. Sometimes that's actually brought the Cardinals to the series.
They're an organization that really ticks me off. Yeah. They shouldn't be as good. Like, they're always competitive, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not this year as much, but, like, I mean, they're a good organization, but they really bother me because they – maybe it's because they're good sometimes.
Put that half effort into it all year and then kind of turn it on. Yeah.
That's not where I was going, but okay. Yeah. AJ from Madison, she's in the 608, says, you should have taken the day off and watched the game. Connery attempted?
Just a little bit.
If you had tickets, you might have.
Yeah.
Yeah. AJ continues and says, would make a great sports broadcaster person or whatever. Who, me? Are you talking to me, AJ? That's nice. Yeah, sure. I would take that gig. Those guys make serious bank.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Take some euchre money.
There you go.
Peter Van Dorn is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is he works here at WGBW. He's also a fantasy sports fanatic, and he's very good at it. He takes it very seriously. And we're talking fantasy football with Pete here. So I asked you what position you start with. When you draft, do you have a rule or do you kind of let the board fall to you?
I do kind of let the board fall to me, but I really have a preference for running backs, maybe almost to a fault at times, with just how much I'm really trying to get a running back in that first round or two.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll take a receiver. It just really kind of depends on who's out there and how I sort of like evaluate and value these players. That's kind of a lot of it with fantasy sports is that you're just sort of trying to sift the sands and especially before the season starts, trying to sort of like evaluate these players for yourself. I mean, obviously there's different, websites and publications out there you can read that sort of give an overall ranking to every player in the NFL. In terms of fantasy, or at least the offensive players in terms of fantasy. But with that being said, I really just try to kind of key in on certain things that have maybe gone on in the off season with an organization, or maybe things that are going to continue this year with an organization, like the Eagles, for instance. Like we knew the Eagles were going to be pretty good coming into the season. So safe bet to say that a lot of their players are still going to be productive as far as fantasy purposes.
And then you sometimes have a player that you kind of treat differently. Like maybe you wouldn't draft a running back first, but Saquon Barkley's available. That's a different story, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Con, who do you have a position you go for first?
Typically? It depends, I guess. I would like a running back to start because, like he said, it's more scarce. Wide receiver rooms are more big, but I'd say running back probably for me, but it depends on what type of league it is as well.
Yeah, the scoring definitely has something to do with that too, right? In a certain scoring types, they're commonly, commonplace in the sport. Like you have full point PPR, which is you get like a full fantasy point for every catch the player makes.
Yeah.
So in a league like that, like it's very beneficial to have really good wide receivers because they're going to get more passes thrown their way. They're going to get more catches. They're going to, lead to more fantasy production for you. So just knowing your league settings.
Yeah. I drafted this year a defense and a kicker kind of high. Not my, like first three rounds, okay. But 1 year I did really well. I think I had the Steelers or something, and they had strip sacks and interceptions.
Yeah.
So maybe that was an anomaly because my son's friends all were like, what are you doing? What are you taking a defense? And I'm like, the kicker. Well, kickers can put up big points. They can. Sometimes. Yeah, they can. I mean, just, you know.
Quarterbacks actually put up big points, too. It's just the fact that there's 32 of them in the league. They're pretty much starters going into the season. Yeah, there's about 12 of them that are good. Yeah.
Do you guys, I'll ask you this too, Con. Do you have something you do during fantasy, like you might do during a draft, that goes against the grain, like picking a defense or a kicker, or a strategy you, and I'm not asking you to divulge your secrets, but like, do you do something that's atypical, I guess?
I can start. I don't draft a defense. I just pick up every week a defense that's facing a team that's not very
stinks.
Good.
Streaming,
yeah, but also it can work against me pretty easily too.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What about you, Pete?
For me, I think it really depends on the league, but like I've played in leagues that are very, a very large number of fantasy owners that are in the league, so it creates position scarcity. There was 1 year I passed on a wide receiver. I just took four running backs in a row.
It worked
out pretty well for me. I actually won that league because when there was an injury of one of the running backs, then I had a spare one to boot. So I was able to kind of accommodate that. Because really with fantasy sports, you're only you really only want people in your lineup that are playing that week. Like the team doesn't have a bye, and you want to make sure that they're going to be healthy players that you're in your starting lineup. Right. So,
How are you doing in all of your leagues? You're in six leagues. How are you doing?
It's been a really challenging season, I would say. it's just been very unexpected. You know, like you can't really anticipate injuries. There have been a lot of injuries in the league this season.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, we talk about these injuries, and at least years past, like they've done studies on this. And it's like, well, there's not actually more injuries happening in a lot of these seasons. Okay. It's just the bigger names are getting injured. So that people pay more attention to that.
See, that's what I'm going to do next year. I'm going to research the trainers.
There you go.
The best trainers to get the soft tissue injuries out of. I don't know. What about you, Con?
Yeah.
I mean, like how I'm doing.
Yeah.
There's some leagues that, like, I have a dynasty league, which is you draft once and then. You keep the same team every year.
Oh.
And that one's going well for me. I won the championship last year. It's going good so far this year. But I also joined a keeper league, which is where you keep, like, we kept three players this year. And then we draft around them. I'm 0-10. Because we have a league median also in it. And if you don't reach that number, that counts as a loss.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm 0-10. And I took over for a guy that was already the last place loser 2 years in a row. I wish I would have known that before I took his team.
Yeah.
That's always tough. We can step into that. So, somebody else is messed to clean up.
I'm 0-10 right now, so that sucks.
I have trouble enough keeping up with fantasy as it is when they throw in those different angles like that. You got to reach this. And like, it's fun if you're serious about fantasy.
Yeah.
But for a guy like me, I'd have trouble keeping track of that too.
Yeah.
When I joined the Civic Media League the first year, Rocker was running it.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, how is your knowledge of football? And I said, I watch football just about every Sunday I know the game, you know, played a little bit in high school. And he's like, all right, come into the good league. Well, the second week I didn't update my roster, I get this message from Rocker, and he goes, hey, man, I just want to let you know this is the elite league. I was not pulling my weight, and they take it seriously.
Yeah, he's got one going again this year.
I didn't get the call.
Allegedly, the draft order is randomized, I guess, but Rocker's giving himself first pick 2 years in a row now.
Oh, all right, we'll discuss that next time he's on the show. You guys answer this for me, because I think like what NFL GMs do, and this is coming from a guy who's cheered for a team who hasn't had a quarterback in 100 years. They're wrong almost as much as they're right, maybe more. Honestly, if you ran the Packers or the Giants or whatever, do you think you could draft? Is it rocket science, or do you just go, look at this guy's scores? You know what I mean?
Sometimes I think GMs are addicted to big names coming out of college. Like Arch Manning's going to be a top 10 pick.
Sure, yeah.
Even though he hasn't performed this year.
Yeah.
So I think one team's going to draft him and kind of be not going to be impressed with him starting out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think some, you know, there are certain NFL franchises that do gravitate toward the Cowboys. But, you know, aside, you know, otherwise, I mean, some of them are a little more robust and try to build from scratch.
Well, that's what the Bears do. They'll go, I'm going to get this guy from, he's a Division III player that no one here. They get cute, and it's like, okay, and he sucks. Mm-hmm. Big surprise, you know?
Sure.
I mean, like, sometimes I say, just go get the guys from Alabama or Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You know, but in fantasy sports, too, though, sometimes the output for those players is a little bit different. Like, having that quarterback, that little bit more mobility gives them some versatility because you're able to kind of pick up points on the ground and in the air. So even though they're getting blown out, they still might, you know, scramble around in the pocket and get a few more yards, leading to more fantasy points.
That is my guest, Peter Van Doren. He works here at WGBW. He's also a fantasy sports fanatic. He drops by every once in a while to talk some fantasy sports with us. Tonight we're talking fantasy football. And Conrad is in the same amount of leagues as Pete. What's the best app? Like, do you use Yahoo, ESPN? Are some better than others?
Well, Yahoo and ESPN are the most popular. For me, I actually like a little bit lesser known app called Sleeper.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah. That's
why. Why is it? Why is it better?
It doesn't. I don't think there are any ads on there. Or if there are, they just started putting ads. No, I don't think there are at the moment. So it's ad free. It's basically built with fantasy sports in mind. Whereas, you know, I think that to a degree, ESPN and Yahoo sort of created their app or evolved their app a lot around like their news program or just their, you know, kind of like the regular search engine type, you know, software. So
yeah.
So it's a little bit higher tech, you know, a little bit more streamlined and it's just, you know, overall, it's pretty good. I mean, they're pretty accurate. They take a little bit of a filtered approach, especially when it comes to maybe like projecting points for the week. You know, they really have a good overview of the other mainstream media, you know, major news outlets as far as fantasy.
Thing about the app too is that, I mean, I like it, but the one thing I kind of don't like is that they try to push betting on you.
Yeah, yeah, they do that.
Over
do that.
Unders and yeah, and that.
I don't like that. It's not as easy just to view the players' season long statistics for the current season. That's my biggest challenge with Sleeper too. Is that just very hard to look up, you know, every player at once that's available.
How did your fantasy baseball team do?
My fantasy baseball team, I won my keeper league for a second year in a row.
Hey, nice, man.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Is that easier than fantasy football? What do you got? I mean, like, is
it? It's more to keep up on,
yeah,
I think,
because like
there's more players in the MLB. Also, you're checking your lineup, like, you're setting your lineup nearly daily.
Okay.
I mean, I think if you're good at fantasy football, I still think you're really probably, you know, periodically checking it once a day, but with fantasy baseball, you're definitely setting it once a day. So
that's pays a lot to of be, work. Yeah. Yeah,
pays to be active. You know,
do you think you could run a team, Pete?
Yeah,
baseball team.
Yeah, you know, I could definitely do that, especially if we get like a civic media league going. I think it'd be a lot of fun for next year. You know,
all right, so we're gonna do a quick break. We'll have a few more minutes with our guest Peter Van Doren on the stream. Oh, Sydney was talking about the country of Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it sounded kind of Southern. Dave says, hey, Sid, long day. Let's have a Curter Burger.
Nice.
Let's have a virtual Curter Burger. Sydney also says, ha, 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 nice. And I hope it turns around this evening. I hope he means the game and not the show, because I thought we were doing okay with the show. All right, we're coming right back. We'll wrap things up with Peter Van Doren, and I'll tell you who's going to be on the show tomorrow night. It's another great one here at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Don Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Don Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down until we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Drums on the table to a Madonna song. That means I've had a lot of coffee. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. Peter Van Doren is here. We're talking fantasy football with Pete and Conrad. We have a few more minutes here. Tomorrow night on the show, folks, Matt Miller will be here, Milwaukee film critic. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. Matt has not done that yet for us. I was surprised. And then Rob Momartz. Am I saying that right?
Momartz?
Momartz. A children's illustrator. That will be... He doesn't draw pictures of children. He draws illustrated books.
Yeah, he draws some pretty cool books.
It's like a martial artist. I draw pictures of marshals. So that's tomorrow night on Nightlight. And we've got a few more minutes with our guest, Peter Van Doren. We're talking fantasy football. And you know what? Let me get these texts out of the way because I don't want to forget them. And then we can just focus on... I've got four more questions for you, Pete, and you're going to love them.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Rapid fire. Here we go.
You got it. Anna from Madison in the 608 says, "Hi, Pete and Conrad. I would like to try Elvis Presley's favorite, a fried peanut butter sandwich. No, a fried peanut butter banana and bacon sandwich."
Ooh, that sounds. I would try it.
I would try that too. I mean, yeah. Banana and peanut butter. The fried is always good because it adds like a crunch element. I like that. Yeah. Well done, Anna. And then Bridget from the 818 says, "Sushi. I have tried rolls and Japanese food, but never sushi with actual raw fish."
Oh, it's my favorite.
Sushi?
I love sushi.
Yeah, I do too. But do you get it with the raw fish?
I try any kind that comes out the way. You know?
Yeah, I do too. I've had it and I like it. I do get nervous a little bit eating raw fish, but it's not going to stop me from like putting ginger and soy sauce on there. I'm gonna risk it.
Yeah, I'm mowing it down.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
And then we had a comment I wanted to read. Oh, Mike Desitel on social media, when he saw the poster of tonight's show with the health talk with Sherry and fantasy football, Mike said, does this mean I can't enjoy my buttered popcorn while listening tonight? Mike, you could do whatever you want. We are not telling you what to do. All right, Pete, have you had a Critter Burger, by the way?
I have not. No. Okay. Well, I don't think so. I probably have like a variant of it, but never, you know, never quite the authenticity that I think you're trying to tell me about here. But
yeah. I don't know.
Tell me more.
Well, I just got to Google it. Like, Conrad and I both, just the picture was enough not to get us to eat it.
So it's like a burger with a cheese curds?
Big flat patty of a cheese curd on top of the burger.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So it's no different, I'm sure, than eating a burger with cheese curds on the side. That's still pretty heavy. But
I've done enough business lunches that I'm a little bit conservative with like what I order, because I don't want to just like pick up like a hand grenade while I'm in front of somebody, you know?
Would you go to like an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet, which might be my favorite thing in the world to do? I love the – oh, there you go, Pete. There's the Critter Burger.
Oh, okay,
you're watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that looks well, you know, to each his own.
Tasty, yeah.
All right, so let me ask you this. What is your favorite time of the week to watch the NFL?
I kind of like Sunday – I like Sunday football because of the halftime. You can kind of catch the replays and all the games.
Yeah.
I mean, a Monday night's pretty cool, too, is because that's like the feature matchup.
I think I like Thursday more than Monday, even.
Yeah, I kind of like Thursday. You know, it's Friday, so I can adjust by staying up late a little bit easier.
Exactly. Right. Monday is still, you know, you're dealing with Tuesday. What about you, Con?
Yeah.
Oh, Sunday at noon.
Noon?
When I get to watch Red Zone, it's my favorite time of the week.
Yeah.
Isn't Red Zone on all the, like, during all the games?
Yeah, that's so you can watch every single game when they're close to the red zone, all the updates for my fantasy football team.
Oh, that helps fantasy too. I guess so, yeah.
But also just watching these great games that come on.
Yeah.
Not missing the action.
What about all right, Super Bowl halftime thoughts, Bad Bunny?
Not very familiar with the catalog, you know. It's another one of those years, so.
We talked about that a little bit last night. I don't know anything about Bad Bunny, but some people are like pissed off about it because it's someone they don't like.
I don't know.
And I'm like, that's kind of strange.
I kind of appreciate having like a singer that hasn't just been like blasted on her face over the course of the past couple of years.
That's
whatever,
a great way to look at it. So
I mean, it's cool. Like, okay, now the Super Bowl is kind of my introduction to new music. So
I'll watch for a couple minutes, and if I don't like it, I'll go get a snack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I got enough music I can listen to.
Yeah, I'm going
to
come back in time for the commercials and watch those.
I think my favorite time to watch, I would almost agree with you, Con, about noon, but I do like the Thursday night game. I do like, because as you say, and I get home about 9 o'clock. I can usually catch a second half, you know, or something. Mm-hmm. But when is the next Cubs Brewers game, by the way?
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Okay. Yep. So that's Thursday. What time?
We have to wait, I think, for something. I'm not fully sure yet.
Okay. All right, Pete, last thing for you. Are you binge watching anything not sports related or sports related?
I'm waiting for new seasons to start on a couple of things. You know, like I got into Dune Prophecy. Like I watched the first season of that last year.
I totally forgot about this.
Yeah, and I watched
Is it a prequel to the movies?
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
I totally forgot about this.
Yeah, It's a little bit different because I think some of the elements of it, like even though it's still set like far off future from us, but yeah, it's a prequel of that next future, which I think happens like 500 years after that or something, if I recall.
Wow. Okay.
There's still a lot of like themes in the movie that are very like contemporary with our existing society. Like, I don't know, their modes of transportation. Like, I think they kind of like drive some like flying cars and like they go to a club and they're listening to some techno and they go in the back room and do some, you know, adult things that are maybe frowned upon out in public. So
I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, this was fun. Thank you. Are you a fantasy basketball guy or hockey whatever?
I've tried both. I really am not very good at it. Fantasy basketball, at least the time I tried it a decade ago, had some sort of weird like production per minute categories. So if you have a player like Giannis who plays a lot, then you're actually penalized for that because he was like, oh, on the court so dang much. He did away with that statistic. Essentially, the statistic was won by a guy who just doesn't check his lineup because then he's not putting as much like active players into it.
It's gonna drive you crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's nuts.
Thank you, sir, for being here. This was fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Mom. Van Doren. Hey, Mom. Hi, Mrs. Van Doren. Yeah. thank you, Pete. And thank you to Sherry Stoka for being here as well. Always fun to talk healthy stuff. And thank you for all your calls and texts, too. We will be back tomorrow night to do it all again and make the popcorn pick of the week. That's tomorrow night at Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwab. Saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Champagne corks popping in Israel after word of an agreement between Israel and Hamas on the first phase of President Trump's peace deal for Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu says he'll convene his cabinet for its stamp of approval today. The BBC's Yoland Nell on what happens after that.
Following the Israeli troop withdrawal, we should have a 72-hour window. That is the time when Hamas is expected to bring back all of the hostages. They should be 20, believed to still be alive, and the bodies of many of the deceased.
Mona Yacoubian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies on possible roadblocks.
It's going to be very hard to achieve the demilitarization of Gaza, which is what the 20-point agreement calls for. So the devil is always in the details. To what extent is Hamas going to be willing to give up its arms?
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.